Victor 91.5, good morning. It's Risenstein. Ray is here. Ray Haynes, our general manager, sharing just incredible stuff about the days of awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and how, you know, we look to try to find so many different holidays to celebrate, yet we're not celebrating the one that God wants us to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Biggest day of the year.
The most important one.
Yeah.
If you've been listening and you would love to have a copy of what Ray has shared, we have created a link. It's on the Facebook page. It's on Risenstein on Facebook. It's Risenstein on Twitter. Click on that link, and after each segment, we'll add that segment to it, and you'll be able to have it all together in one place, especially if you want to share that with someone.
Or just go back over and throw the notes in there, too, so you can kind of run through and think through. In fact, let me just rehash just a real quick minute in case you missed the 6 o'clock hour. Why is this God's favorite day? Tomorrow, Yom Kippur. It begins tonight at sundown through tomorrow night. It's Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. God's favorite day. Why? Because God has made an appointment to meet with you to hang out. That's the most exciting thing. Rosh Hashanah was the creation of man. Yom Kippur is the fall of man. This is the day that Adam missed his appointment with God.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for that. This is the day God killed the animals to make skins for Adam and Eve. All of this pointing, obviously, to Jesus. This was the day that was spoken of as Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. Before the Jews became a people, before Moses, before the law, before there were days that would become the fall feast or the spring feast, these days are eternal in the sense that you'll celebrate them on into eternity. These were all awesome before they ever became part of the Jewish law, okay? Mm-hmm. Because they were creation, fall. These were significant days. Jesus celebrated them. You can go through the New Testament and look. Yom Kippur is probably the return of Christ, when argue it, because, you know, everybody likes to argue that. But what's cool about it, tonight when it begins, it will go actually for 25 hours. Mm. It's the longest day. It's got a little extra hour thrown in. Mm-hmm. And of course, you have the verse, no man knows the hour of his return. So that's a little joke put into the the day of off for us, I guess.
That we don't have to set our clocks back or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You just get an extra hour. Okay. So, you can go back and listen or look at the notes and realize this is a very special fasting day and what you get out of it. But that's just a little rehash. So we're just going to wrap it up, and then we're going to jump into the new year that we're in now with what is God saying, what's coming. So the Day of Atonement, in a nutshell, is the day the high priest, now this is Old Testament, sacrificed a bull that would cover the sins of the priesthood. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, during the sacrifice, he's wearing white, he's covered in blood. So he's bloody head to toe. Again, picture of Christ there. This is the only day you can go in the Holy of Holies. This is the one day you can approach God, all right, to pour the blood out on the mercy seat. Mm. All right, the word for the mercy seat is, I'm probably say it wrong, but it's so you get the connection there of Yom Kippur, Kippuret. It's the cover of the mercy seat where the blood ran. That is the name of it, all right, from the word Kippur. Then he would take two goats to cover the sins of the people. One would be the sin offering. They kill that, and that blood also goes on the mercy seat. The other is the scapegoat. Lay their hands on it, and it receives the sins of all the people sent off into the wilderness.
Mm. Yeah.
That's where you want your sins carried. Take them to the wilderness. So the people's sins would be forgiven. And the point of this is the Holy of Holies where the big curtain is, very thick curtain. Mm-hmm. When Jesus dies on the cross, there's an earthquake that's ripped open forever, making a way for all of us to be able to have access so that we can have this Yom Kippur on a daily basis and meet with God. This is that day to celebrate all of that stuff. What's really cool, it is the holiest day of the Jewish year. It's Yom HaKadosh. Kadosh is holy. So the holiest holy of the holy days. This is it. Kippur comes from kefer, which is to ransom or redeem. So this day's all about the cross. In fact, Yom Kippur, when it's written, is plural, Yom Kippurim, which means a day like Purim, or it's the day where you're going to be cleansed from a multitude of sins. You remember the story of Esther. It's Purim. It's a day of deliverance and salvation for the Jews. So when you look at Yom Kippurim, it's a day like Purim, but of course, all of this happened at the beginning of time, so this wasn't this long before Esther.
Right.
So it wasn't saying a day like Purim, the holiday for Esther. It was a day like Passover. It was a day like when Jesus would be crucified. So even the name points the picture to the cross. So the reason this is like Passover, Good Friday, Easter, Pentecost, it's all of them wrapped up together as the holiest day, the favorite day of God, the day of rejoicing, the day of atonement. It is the judgment day when you'll stand before God. This day is, it begins tonight, goes tomorrow. I'm saying this day, it's tomorrow. Wraps up the days of awe or the awesome day. So much cool stuff. And I'll leave you there. And then we'll jump back into what this year is about on the next break and talk about what God is bringing, especially for this year.
I'm blown away. I am blown away by these days of awe. Again, if you want a copy of this, we're posting the link at the Victory 91.5 Facebook, Rise and Stein on Facebook, and Rise and Stein on the Twitter.